European Union foreign ministers held an emergency session today on the Middle East crisis. They were planning a new peace initiative of their own. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Luxembourg, where the ministers met. Nick, what did the EU decide?
They didn't actually decide a lot. They came to the conclusion that the EU should send an envoy. They didn't say who he was yet. Or who exactly he would be able to meet. They'd like him to meet with Ariel Sharon and Yasser Arafat. However, meeting with Arafat requires a green light of Ariel Sharon or the Israeli cabinet. Meeting with Sharon requires also a green light from the Israeli cabinet. So things are up in the air. They decided to send someone. They don't know who. They hope it's tomorrow. They're not sure when. The names being bandied about are those of Javier Solana, the EU's foreign policy chief, that of Josep Piquet, who is a foreign minister of Spain. He would go because Spain is exercising the rotating presidency of the EU, so he would be entitled to speak for the European Union, or even José María Aznar, who is the Spanish prime minister. What they're wanting to take place is for Israel to respect the UN resolution asking Israel to pull out from the West Bank, and they repeated several times during the press conference that this must happen immediately.
Do the Europeans seem to be presenting a united front?
There were rumors of a split. I think we can conclude that the consensus was not a very vigorous one. This was an emergency meeting, and when you see what came out of it, you sort of feel like saying, well, what was the rush? Very little came out of it. The split that was being talked about is unconfirmed, but it would run along the sort of historical lines of a split vis-a-vis the Middle East that has characterized Europe's policy towards that region. So you'd have the UK, Germany, and the Netherlands who were sort of backing off on being too harsh with Israel, and other countries, notably France, saying that it's time for Europe to take on a bigger role in the region by being tough, by sort of filling the void that the United States has left. And the foreign minister of France, Hubert Védrine, before he went into this meeting, said it was time for Europeans to steel themselves for action. Of course, they didn't really seem to come up with much so far. There are very few signs as well on that note that the Europeans want to compete with the U.S. They repeated several times that the Tenet plan or Mitchell and the Mitchell plan should be the basis for a ceasefire and a comprehensive political deal. So they're using the American groundwork for their ideas.
One of the reasons for this meeting was some dissatisfaction with the way the Americans have handled this. What is the European view on how the U.S. is handling or mishandling the crisis?
Well, maybe we could say that what was decided here doesn't really measure up to some of the rhetoric that's been in Europe over the past few weeks about American inaction in the Mideast, because Europeans often complain the United States likes to throw its weight around, and in this case they're saying just the opposite. They would like the United States to get Israel to change its current policy, because here, for many Europeans, Israel's crackdown, its military action in the West Bank, is seen as something that can only create more of the problem that it's seeking to solve. Many of the Europeans, the foreign ministers here, see the terror attacks, and they've said it in public many times, the terror attacks is a result of Israeli repression, and they blame Israeli unwillingness or perceived unwillingness to hand over land or stop settlements as the root cause of these terror attacks. And then the long-term fear is that the administration in the United States is wearing sort of terror-tinted glasses, that the war on terrorism is blinding the administration to the suffering of a large number of Palestinians because some of them happen to be terrorists.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, John.
NPR's Nick Spicer is in Luxembourg reporting on the emergency talks there on the Middle East situation.